Dad Hagen would say almost every place he went, he'd say, what is God doing today? You know, and people, a lot of people didn't want to hear it. He says he's raising up strong local churches that know how to move in the Spirit. Yeah. How many times have you heard him say that? Mm. Time and time again. Raising up strong, say strong, local churches that know how to move in the Spirit. So what are we doing? We're going to raise up a strong local church that knows how to move in the Spirit. Well, a lot of people don't want it that way. They want it seeker friendly, or they want it some other way. Well, tough. You know, we can only go one way, right? Remember the old sign, you know, one way? There's one way. There's only one way to go, and it's not your way. It's not even my way. It's God's way, and you have to conform to His way. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank You for Your precious, holy, written Word. We thank You that we can be guided and directed into the Word by You, Holy Spirit. We thank You for Your presence here. I ask You to help me say what You want said, and I ask You to move on the people's ears and on their spirits that they may hear what You are saying to them specifically today. Let us move together in this divine exchange. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Shoo. Divine exchange, yes. Matthew 9. Glory be to God forever. Are you here?
Yes.
You going to believe with me this morning?
Yes.
I mean, because I could just give you my 3 points and be like, wow, that's nice. I'd rather not. I'd rather be able to speak directly to you and directly to your spirit, right? So that God can hear from you. And I know I can get there, all right? But I need your participation. I know when I'm right on the edge of something looking over the hill. But I got to have something to look at. Whether that makes any sense or not. Welcome to church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus is Lord. Where did I say Matthew 9? 35. Ooh. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Some, you know, you gotta loosen up. Relax. It's okay. It is all right. Ha 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 ha. It's okay. I don't care what's going on at home. I don't care what's going on out there. It doesn't matter. We're here now.
Yeah.
Right? We're here now. It doesn't matter what's out there. We're here now. And God can speak to you now. But He can't speak to you if you're like, you know, go with those monkeys. Remember the monkeys? Hear no, right? Hear no evil, see no evil, right? And I agree with that, actually. I agree with that pretty much. I like the monkeys there. Normally, I don't like monkeys. I hate them. But don't be like that when it comes to God. Open your ears. Open your heart. Be glad that you're here. Be glad that you're here. And part of that's why God says, enter His gates with thanksgiving, because when you're thankful, it opens up things to you. I mean, I was praying about prosperity a while back.
Amen.
And God said, be thankful for everything you get. Be thankful. And I don't care if it isn't to build the full $1 million you were believing for. Be thankful for everything you get.
Yes.
Everything. Amen. Father, thank You for this glass of water.
Yeah.
There's people that don't have water right now on the face of this earth. Thank You for the water.
Thank you.
I have a place to go to the bathroom.
That's right.
I mean, if it's got to get down that low, there's some people out there that just don't have anything. That's not you. You got a lot more than that.
Right.
Be thankful. Yeah. And that thanksgiving will open up more doors for you than the crabby.
Oh.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Most of us are saved. Even if you died now, you go to heaven. Glory to God. It's the worst thing that could happen to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Be thankful.
That's the worst thing. Or the best thing. One or the other, you know, it depends which way. Paul said that.
That's right, yep. He said that.
Yeah. Which way am I going to go? I could go there, be much better,
yep,
than hanging out with you. But I'll hang out with you because you need it.
Yeah.
Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
I'm thankful, Father, that I'm here today.
Thank
I'm thankful that I'm in the house of God.
Yes.
I'm thankful that I can do what You want me to do.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got to get over your woes. Woe is me will hold you back. It's woe. What do you say to a horse?
Whoa.
When you want it to, whoa. Well, if you're all whoa, what's going to happen? Nothing. You're going to stop.
Yeah.
Stop with the whoa.
Wow.
Get some go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Preaching the same message. Jesus is Lord. Okay. I hope you're ready for this.
Yes.
And I hope some people out online are ready for this too. Because they probably aren't going to like it. Are you there? Matthew 9. Shoo. Jesus is Lord. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. Well, let me ask you a question. You want me to say what I believe God's telling me to say, or do you want me to just cake something up?
No.
And just give you some friendly something? God is love, and he loves you, and patty cake. I saw someone doing that the other day. I took a picture of it. Whatever, if you're here long enough, I make patty cake jokes every once in a while. I'm going to give you the straight dope.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Because I believe that's what people need. I believe that's what this area needs. They don't need somebody just shirking around.
No, they don't.
That's what you need, too. You need the straight. Okay. All right. Jesus is Lord. No, brother, I don't want to hear it. Matthew 9:35. This is probably going to be good today. I'll just let you know that. But I don't know. I feel a little weird up here. Hallelujah. Well, the Holy Ghost kind of twitching you. Like Norval Hayes used to say, you know, it's kind of like the Holy Ghost with little men with little brooms. And then they're brushing your bones. And there's little men with brooms brushing your bones. Really? Yeah, whatever. Told you, I'm going to have fun whether you like it or not. And I think maybe it's because I'm about what I'm about to say. I'm fixing to say. Shoo! I hope you're here and I hope you're ready.
Ready.
All right. You like, get on with it. Just read something. Matthew 9:35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages. Say all. Teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. So what's Jesus doing? What's Jesus doing? What has he done? Let me put it that way. What has he already done? He's been teaching. He's been preaching. He's been getting people. He's been healing people and telling them about the kingdom of God. Are you right? Was he doing the ministry?
Yes.
Was he involved in the ministry that God called him to?
Yes.
Was he satisfied at this point?
I don't know.
You would think he would be. I certainly would be, probably, right? I'm out there. I'm evangelizing. I'm preaching the gospel. I'm getting people healed. God's healing people.
Yeah.
I'm teaching them. I should be satisfied. Verse 38, but 36, thank you. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted. Fainted. I looked up this word. I do this quite often. Fainted. It says they let go. To faint, to dissolve, to melt away, to be wrecked, to break, to crack, to tear, to burst, to shatter, to disrupt, to be tossed about. They were fainting. They were crumbling. Their lives were still crumbling. Jesus did, right? Jesus preached to them. He taught them. He got them healed, and yet their lives were still a mess. They were crumbling. They fainted. When he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. They had no shepherd. And I'm here to tell you this morning. This is what God told me to tell you today, whether you like it or not, and the people that listen. They're being scattered abroad. They're fainting. Their lives are crumbling because they don't have a shepherd. Now, I'm not the one saying it. I'm saying it now. But who said it then?
Jesus.
Why did he say they were fainting? Why did he say they were scattered?
They had no shepherd.
They had no shepherd.
Yep.
And we got people all over the body of Christ. They don't know who their pastor is. They don't have a pastor. They don't want a pastor. I'm my own pastor. But God puts pastors in the church for a specific reason. And it's not so he can lord it over them with a big stick. It's because there's an anointing there that will help you. So that your life doesn't stay in that chaos state. It calms down. There's an anointing there. Ephesians 4, 14. And people don't like this message. Sometimes they go, maybe you don't like this message. I know you don't like this message. I know the body of Christ doesn't like this message. And this isn't my whole message today. This is just my little interjection in the front. And then I'll make it nice afterwards. But I believe I'm telling you what God told me to tell you. People's lives are tossed about. They're tossed to and fro. They're in chaos. It's because they're not in the order that God set up. Just get involved with the program. And in the program, God is involved in the program. And a lot of people would say that. They don't want it. They think that revival is going to be in the streets. God's just going to magically come down and everybody's going to run around like, you know, weirdos in the street. Who set the church in order? Who sets the church in order? The head of the church, Jesus. He's involved in the local church, but his people aren't. They're all looking somewhere else. Over here and over there and over here and over there. Hoping to get this anointing, hoping to get that anointing. And yet where God has them, he wants them to be faithful. Right. Say faithful. Faithful. And when they're faithful, he can use them. Because he's going to return to find faithfulness on the earth. All right? All right. Glory be to God. Ephesians 4, verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro. And right before this, he talked about the ministry gifts. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor. Say pastor. And teacher. What did Jesus say? Pastor is the same exact word that he used when he said they were scattered abroad as those having no pastor.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you're just saying this because you're a pastor and you're trying to lift yourself up. Absolutely not. There's an anointing. There's something God set in the church. God set it in the church. And yet we have churches full of people, or not full of people, that don't go that way because they don't want to be there. They don't want it God's way.
That's right.
I don't know. I'm getting older now. And I'm realizing that I'm not nearly as smart as I used to be. I used to be a lot smarter. And when I was in my 20s, I knew everything. I'm realizing I don't know nearly as much as I used to know. And every day it's like, wow, what happened to me? I used to be really smart. Oh, I used to be really stupid and thought I was smart. But the older I get, the more I realize that if I'll just submit to what God is doing and God is saying, my blessing is going to be better.
Yeah.
Right? If I just do it God's way, I've been doing it my way and messing everything up.
Yeah.
I'm good at that.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it my way and mess it up. But I'm going to do it God's way. Say God's way.
God's way.
Lighten up. Lighten up. It's okay. You're not going to die in your seat. Did God set pastors in the church? All right, go with it. I'm not going to belabor this point. You know, I've said all this stuff before. Some people, it's new. Sometimes you can say things 100 times, and then somebody will finally hear it, and they'll go, you've never said that before. I've been saying this the whole time. It's just people haven't heard it yet. And all of a sudden, it dawns on them, that's what I need. And it's not that you need a man. Do you understand? God didn't set men. He set offices in the church, and the men that are faithful, say faithful, occupy that office. It really has little to do with the man except for his faithfulness to occupy the office. So part of what I have to do is I have to say this stuff in accordance with faithfulness to that office. And respect is a huge word. A lot of people don't respect that office. Hallelujah. Right? But if you'll do it, and you'll respect the office of a pastor, you have certain promises in the Word of God. You won't be tossed to and fro. You won't be shattered. You won't be destroyed. It's a supernatural thing that happens. It's, you know, and you, people have gotten off in this area in the body of Christ years ago with the shepherding movement. And they had told you everything you could do. I did not tell you to wear a blue tie today. Anybody remember any of this?
Yeah.
I do. And they told you you couldn't do anything and you can't go on vacation unless you ask me. That's going to the extreme. But there's a middle of the road that we need to go down where you can be blessed if you're there.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, the three people that enjoy this message.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And all the nasty notes I'll get. Hallelujah. Shoo. Glory be to God forever. Jesus is Lord. What was I reading? I didn't say. Okay, go to Jeremiah. You're supposed to know these things. Ooh. I know these things. And then I'll get on to my message. Jeremiah 23. Did I say that? Shoo. Jeremiah 23. Look what it begins out with. Jeremiah 23, verse 1. What's that say?
Whoa.
Whoa. Be unto who? The pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep. What did Jesus say? He didn't want them scattered. He didn't want them destroyed. That's what the pastor was for.
That's right.
Woe be to the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture. Oh, whose pasture is it? It's the Lord's pasture. He's Lord of the pasture. He's Lord of every church. He's Lord of every Christian. He's the Lord of the pasture. But then he picks pastors to set over the sheep for their benefit. And I think people get it weird. They think that God sets the, you know, this so he can, you know, so he can control them, and it's not for their benefit. It's actually for their benefit. A real pastor is going to pray for you, and they're going to want to see you fulfill everything you're called to fulfill in the right way. Welcome to church. Shoo. Yes, amen. Says the Lord. Who's saying this?
The Lord.
I don't like these verses of scriptures. In fact, I'm going to rip it out of my Bible when I get home. Talking about the happy clappy verses where, that you like to talk about. Is this in your Bible?
Yeah.
Am I reading it straight out of the Bible? King James, no less. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel against the pastors, ouch, that feed my people, you have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, says the Lord. Is this pretty serious? Sounds like it's pretty serious. So pastors need to take their office seriously. You don't mess around with it. Verse 3, are you here? And I will gather the remnant of my flock. I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I've driven them and will bring them again to their folds. Now listen, I have a two-folded thing here to say. Sometimes, now who drove them away? First he said the pastors drove them away. And then he said he drove them away. Sometimes God will drive you away from a pastor so you don't get messed up. Take that and do whatever you want with it. Hallelujah. But then I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and I will bring them again to their folds, and they will be fruitful and increase. Where are they going to be fruitful and increase? On their own, doing whatever they want to do. I go here, I go there, I'm skippy, I'm happy, I'm clappy. Oh, you're having a meeting? I'll be right over. Skippy, happy, clappy. Bring my tambourine and my foghorn. Where are they going to prosper? Hey, I'm trying to help you this morning. You might not like the way I'm saying it, but, you know, so what? I'm just saying, like I said, I'm saying it the way I can say it. I'm trying to get it across here. If I was perfect, I would be saying it perfectly. I'm not. Too bad for you. Where are they going to prosper and increase? In the fold. And we have people who don't like it in the fold. I'm an American. I'm independent. I do it all on my own. It's me and God against the world, and especially against you, Pastor. You know how many people are against the pastors?
Yes.
Literally against. They hate it. Oh, they're just egging me on. Get the hairs on my neck all bristly. But, you know, it's not me. It's the office. You are attacking the office, and woe be unto you. Woe be. Woe. And what did I say woe was? It slows you down. It stops you. What's going to stop? Your prosperity. Your blessing. Whatever. I'm just saying it, okay? Are you okay with that? Do you want to be blessed?
Yes.
Do you want to be increased?
Yes.
Or do you want to just, you know, be tossed about to and fro, and you want to be scattered and shattered and crushed and all those other nasty things I read earlier? It comes through the word, we just put fainting down. Oh, like somebody at a wedding. Now, it doesn't mean that. It means they were scattered about. They were in disarray. They didn't know what was up. They didn't know which way to go. And why? It comes from the anointing and blessing of being in the fold. And God, when you're faithful in the fold, God will begin to see that faithfulness, and he'll begin to increase you.
Right.
It's one thing I really love about Dr. Ed Dufresne. It's because he'll tell you over and over again that he began in the church just by being faithful. He'd clean the toilets. He'd vacuum the carpets. He'd do whatever needed to be done, and he was there, and he was faithful. And then God saw the faithfulness and began to increase him. Well, yeah, a lot of people don't want it that way. You don't see my spiritual gift. You don't know who I am. I'm the great one. Really? I don't see it. You're right. I don't see it. Faithfulness. And that's the way. And like I said, it's the same thing with me. I probably had some of those stupid thoughts before. Boy, everybody loves this message.
Yeah.
Shoo. I'm not attacking you, I'm helping you. And this is the people's problem. I wrote this down. You're not going to get it without a pastor. You're not going to get it without a pastor. You will scramble around, you will travel for years, you will go here and there, and it will go, and time will go. Time goes on. Time goes on. I don't know if you knew that or not, but if you wake up tomorrow, what happens? What happened to yesterday? It's gone. Well, eventually time just keeps going on, and then you never get where you're supposed to be because you never shown yourself faithful. And I believe every person can know where they're supposed to be. If God's calling them, he says, I'm going to gather them and bring them to their fold. But a lot of people don't like their fold. I want a new fold. These people you brought me with, they're all furry and weird. They go, meh, meh, all the time. Every once in a while, they roll around on the ground. Sounds like my kind of people.
Yeah.
And they'll laugh in church. Oh, God. Can't imagine being in a church where you can't laugh. Well, I can't imagine. I've been there.
Yeah.
Jesus is Lord. Whatever, and you can receive this or not. I'm not forcing you to eat anything. I'm just preparing what I believe God's told me to say, and you can eat it or not. You know, but it's going to be good for you. Got a lot of vitamins and minerals in there. It's like superfood.
Yeah.
You know, I could, and a lot of times you skirt around these topics because you don't want to offend anybody. But why do I have to say it, God? You will not get there without a pastor. I have a pastor. You should have a pastor. Right? And if you see the pastor's office here functioning correctly, then that's where you should be.
Right.
And it's not about a man. It's about the correct respect for an office.
That's right.
Oh, brother. I don't know. I don't see it. Well, let me read some more. I'm going to read 3 again. And I will gather the remnant of my flock. I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I've driven them, and will bring them again to their folds. Who's going to do this? God's going to bring them to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase.
Yeah.
Where is it going to happen?
In the fold.
Verse 4, and I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking.
Hallelujah.
Underline that one, or cut it out and stick it on your forehead. Where? They're not going to be afraid or dismayed, and they're not going to lack. A lot of people have lack because they're not in the fold, and they don't have a pastor.
Hallelujah.
Take that out online. Go get a pastor.
Yeah. That's right.
Pray, believe God. Where am I supposed to be? And get involved, and don't let the devil suck you out of it. Because he is going to say things at times, if he's anointed by the Spirit of God, he will say things at times that cut you. Why? Because you need some cutting. You need some pruning so that you can bear some more fruit.
Amen. That's right.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Lots of people, you just say one thing and they're like, I disagree with you. You know, but they say that about everybody. They're here, they're there. Welcome, God bless you. They're here, they're there. They say it about everybody. And I'm not talking about anybody in specific. I'm talking about y'all in general. Hallelujah. It's just the nature of people. But God wants you blessed. Did I read this? I don't know. You go home and read it then. He's going to bring them into his flock, and they won't lack. They won't be in fear. They won't be dismayed. All of these promises come where? In the flock. And I understand, and God dealt with it first. I understand there's pastors out there that aren't going to do this. They aren't going to do it the right way. Right? He dealt with them first. But he's going to bring the right ones in, and that's what I've been believing for here. I don't want just a bunch of, floaters.
No.
I want people that are the right people that God's got. He's set for a time such as this, because we're taking this city. I don't know. Maybe people don't hear. Maybe I haven't said it enough or loud enough or spat on enough people. We're not here just to play games and patty cake. I don't even like Patty or her cakes. Whatever. And I believe there's a lot of people in this city who are ready, and God's bringing them in. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Jesus is Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So did you get that?
Yes.
All right. Go to Amos 3:3, and I'll begin my message. Brother, what happened? and people can see it one way. It's like this with all the Word of God. God gives you a word. You either receive it, you get on the right side of it, and you go, yay, God. Or you get offended and you go, boo, pastor. Attack the pastor because I don't like what he's saying, right? And I'm going to go somewhere else. So you go somewhere else. Nobody locked the door yet. We'll get to that. We'll lock the door. Are you here? You getting anything out of this? And you can go, wow. Yes, and the people who are in right alignment with God, they're going to say, yes, I see that. I see that there's an anointing there that's going to bless my life. That's what you want. If God set a pastor in the church and he has an anointing, then you want that anointing to come on you that will produce no lack. It will produce health. It will produce well-being. It will produce the lack of fear. It will destroy these things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right? Yeah. If it's the right thing.
Yeah.
Jesus is Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. God did this, not me. Go to Amos. Did you find it?
Yeah.
All right. Give me a minute. Hallelujah. Amos 3:3. You all right? You alive?
Yes.
Did that kill anybody? Or you just feel, you know, sometimes when you get cut, it doesn't feel so good right away. You know, like cut when you're working out.
Yes.
You know, cut. It hurts the day after. Right, Gary? You know, you and me, you know what we're talking about. You and me, we're the cut guys. No. What are you laughing at? Yeah, that is a good confession. I should put that one on my mirror.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Can two, are you there?
Yeah.
Amos 3, verse 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Mm-hmm. Right? Let's just read these real quick because I need to set you up with. And then John 1:1. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. So who is God? God is the Word, right? Can two walk together except they be agreed? Right? Read this out of your Bible. You can't walk with God unless you're in agreement.
Yes.
He can't walk with you, together with you, unless you're in agreement. Well, who has to change in this scenario? We do because He doesn't change. Go to my next verse of Scripture. Go to Hebrews 13:8. 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So He's not going to change. You're going to have to change. Welcome to church. I don't want to change. I just want to go and be myself. Well, it's okay to go and be yourself, but you're still going to have to change. If you want to walk with God, which I recommend highly. I recommend that you walk with God, but two can't walk together except they be agreed. He is the Word, and that's how He does not change. You understand, I went down this trail a while before. Jesus, when He came from heaven and He came into the earth, what happened to Him? He became a baby first, right? So He changed. This can't be that Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever didn't change. Then He went and He died on the cross. He received your sins. He was, right?
Yep.
Did He change? Yes. Then He was raised from the dead. And He's seated in the highest position in the universe.
Hallelujah.
And with a name above all names.
Hallelujah.
And He is changed again. But He, the Word, did not change. And He's the Word that we need to walk with. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Now, if I can get you over here, I'll help you out. I know I've said a lot of this stuff before, but you know I'm going to say it again. Because it takes time sometimes for you to get it. Takes time for it to sit down in there. How are you going to walk with God?
The Word.
Who is He?
The Word.
He's the Word. How are you going to walk with the Word? You're going to have to agree with God. So you're going to walk with God by agreeing with His Word. Now, do you suppose this is just mental agreement?
No.
You don't get anything out of mental agreement, do you? In the beginning, God said. And everything that you're in here in the earth is something that God said. He said it. And you're the only way you can walk with God is by saying.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And I realize this is a strong message, and it's hard for some people to understand right away, but this is the way it is. God is the Word. You have to agree with Him. You walk with Him, and you're walking. What is it? You got to agree with your mouth. Do you understand?
Yep.
If He is the Word, do you just agree by, I agree? Me and this Bible full of words agree. We agree. See how in agreement we are? Is that really the way it is? No. You morph yourself into it. His words are just words unless they're spoken. I don't know if you're here or not. If I had a microphone and I put it up here like Dr. Dufresne did that one time, he came up, he put a microphone right there. What's it say? Oh, I agree with that. I'm in agreement. Is it saying anything?
No, we've got to say.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How can two walk together? Two what? You and God's Word.
Hallelujah.
How do you speak? How do you get in agreement with his word? By saying it. When you say his word, you're in agreement with his word. And you're walking with God. This, you know, I have preached on this. I wouldn't say until I'm blue in the face, but that's never going to happen.
No.
There's only one way that you can walk with God, and that is in being in agreement with his word and speaking his word. He is the word. And the only way you can agree with him is by saying the word. Some of you are getting it. Jesus is Lord. Go to Romans 10, 13. Hallelujah. Are you getting anything out of this? Or am I just up here ranting and raving again? I mean, I'm flailing my arms and stomping and everything. Shoo. A lot of people won't preach this. A lot of people don't like this message because it's offensive. Well, you know, offense is offensive. God puts up a fence. You got to pick one side. You're going to get on the side or the other side and then stay on your side. Two sides. Whose side are you on? Hallelujah. Yeah. I really hope you got what I said because it's not going to get any better. It's going to get harder. But it gets better when you apply the word. Yeah. You understand that? It gets better when you apply the word. When you say the word, it gets better. Oh, God, if I could just open up people's heads and dump this in there. I'm going to invent some device to do that with. Except God already did. It's called an ear.
That's right.
Comes by hearing. People keep their ears closed. That was good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. Romans 10:13. Are you there? What does it say? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The word saved, we know what it means. It means saved. You get saved, you can die and go to heaven. Or it also means, and it means healed. It means delivered.
That's right.
It means established. It means set free from devils. It says it means prospered. This is my will for you. This is God's will for you, that you prosper and be in health.
Yes.
Whosoever shall call, what does call mean?
Call, speak, out.
I mean, a lot of people don't even know this anymore. They mean text. Whosoever shall text the name of the Lord shall be saved. No, you got to call.
With your mouth.
And when you use your mouth. When you call, what do you use?
Your mouth.
You sure?
Yes.
You have to call. And if you call on the name of the Lord, and this is why I had to do those verses in the beginning. You have to walk with God. You got to be in agreement with him. Jesus is the word. It's the same as his name. His name and his word are, you know, old people used to know this. Mm-hmm. That your word and your name were the same thing. Right? Yeah. If I give you my word, it's the same as my name. And my name's the same as my word. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
But we have to explain it to people today because they don't even know what you're talking about. Are you a man of your word? Have you ever heard that before? A man of your word. That means if I use your name and I put words with it, they're the same thing. They're on the same level. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord or call on the word of the Lord, because the word is backed by the name and the name is backed by the word, shall be saved, shall be healed, shall be delivered, shall be prospered. Whosoever shall call. What are you calling? I've got a lot of people that are calling has nothing to do with the Word of God. They're calling on things that have nothing to do with the Bible or the name of Jesus. They're calling devils. They're calling poverty. They're calling for recession. They're calling for all of this stuff. They're calling for strife and stress and anger. They're calling for it. What are they calling with?
Ooh, their mouth.
Their mouth. What are they going to get? That's what they're going to get. Whosoever shall call with their mouth on the name, the word of the Lord, shall be what the word of the Lord is. We have a lot of people that aren't calling Jesus their healer. I wish God would heal me. Well, have you called Jesus your healer? If you call on the name of the Lord as healer, you will be healed. It's as simple as that. Yeah, but no. Well, you got to do it. Do it. You're always saying that. You say, I got to say it. That's why I don't like you. You're always telling me I got to say the word. Well, you aren't going to like me anymore when I get up to this next verse of Scripture then. If you don't call, you don't get. It's as simple as that. You call, you get. It's as simple as that. Did I read this? Whosoever. Whosoever, that means you. Remember the song, Whosoever Meaneth Me? You remember that? An old Baptist hymn. Whosoever meaneth who?
Me.
You. And it meaneth me. If I call, if I use my mouth and call for the name of the Lord or the word of the Lord, I shall be saved. I shall be healed. I shall be delivered. I shall be prospered.
Hallelujah.
Are you here?
Yes.
Are you calling on the name of the Lord as your prosperer? Jesus, I make you my business partner. I call on you. What do you do when you call? How many of you ever called for a dog before?
Yep.
I'm not referencing Jesus as the dog, but this will make sense to you. How many of you have called? You guys have. You've called the dog, right? He's out the yard. He's running around. It's time for dinner. What do you say?
Come here.
Go away. Go away. Get out of here, you flea bag. No, you stand in the house and you go, I wish the dog was here. I wish someday I had a dog that would eat this food. I see one out in the yard, but I've got this food and the dog's out there. I wish I could meet them up somehow. Maybe I'll text him. I mean, this is simplistic, but you know, welcome to my world. How are you going to get the dog to come in the house? You're going to call the dog.
Yeah.
Come, Fido. Yeah. I say you should name your dog Prosperity. That way you're going, come, Prosperity. Come here, Prosperity. Because that's exactly what I'm saying. If you don't call for what the Word of God says, you won't have it. This is God's method. It's always been God's method. Let there be. Ever since let there be, this has been God's method. You call and it comes. Whosoever shall call, shall be. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my provider. You know, I found it's been a whole different world for me since I've started saying Jesus is my provider. I have abundance and no lack. When I say I have abundance and no lack, based on the word, what am I doing when I say it? I'm calling it. When I say the word, my God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, what am I doing? I am calling for that. And that is what I shall have.
Hallelujah.
When I say, by Jesus' stripes I was healed, what am I doing? I am calling by Jesus' stripes I was healed. He is the word. You understand? I'm calling for that word. That's it right there. If you can get that, it will change your life. It will change your physical body. It will change your finances. It will change your whole relationship structure. It'll change every part of your life. It's by calling on the name and the word of the Lord. And how do you do it? By using your mouth. Yeah. By Jesus' stripes I was healed. Sickness can't stay in my body. My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
And any other promise you can find in the Bible.
Yeah.
But you have to call it.
Yeah.
Your parents can't call it for you.
No.
They can up to a certain age. But then, you know, if you can learn as a kid to begin to call now, your life can be totally different.
Yes.
Is this true? Am I just spitting on people?
Amen.
This is true. This is what people need to hear. They need to call and be saved. Call and be saved. And I believe God spoke that to me not too long ago. He said he's raising up people that will show people how to call and be saved. How to call and be healed. They need to know this.
They need to know.
This is the gospel. This is the word of faith which we preach.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shoo. All right. Did I read something recently? Shoo, hallelujah. Whosoever shall call shall be saved. All right, go to Matthew 12. Like I said, all of that I just said has a big but on the end of it. You're like, brother, what are you saying? Has a big but. Yeah, it has a big but. All of these things, you can call, but you can also ruin it. Because we have a lot of people that are calling it one way. Yes, my God supplies all my, especially in church and when everybody else is around. My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Yes, amen. You want a patty cake? And then they go home and what's coming out their mouth? God doesn't do anything for me. This doesn't work. The word doesn't work. No, you're not working the word. You got to work the word. Don't you want my job? My goodness. You get to just pick on things. Why? Because this is what you need. You understand? I can help you. I feel like running around pulling my hair out. I can help people, but they have to listen. And I hear them all the time, and I'll ask them, and I'll talk to them, and they're not doing this. They may give lip service or head knowledge to it, but they're not applying it consistently, and therefore they're not going to get the results. If the doctor gave you medicine, and he said, take these 3 times a day with water, and you only took it once every other day with a beer, what's going to happen to you? It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Are you right? Right?
Right?
Yeah, but it felt really weird. Yeah, but it didn't do what it was supposed to do.
Right.
I'm getting there. I'm almost done. Relax. But if you do what God said, and I've said this several times this morning, if you just apply yourself, stop thinking you know the better way. Just apply yourself to what God says and do it. You will see the result every time. Because God knows how to do this. All right. Jesus is Lord. Shoo. I thought this was a good message. Shoo. Hallelujah. Matthew 12:33. Either make, say make.
Make.
Make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make, say make.
Make.
Make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by its fruit. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, what?
Speak
good things. So how do you make the tree? I know I'm ahead of myself a little bit here, but how do you make the tree good? By speaking. How do you make the tree evil? By speaking, he said, make it good or make it evil, but you can't because you're evil. You can't make it good. Say, I'm going to have a good tree. That's going to grow a lot of good fruit. Hallelujah. Shoo. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by its fruit. Oh, generation of vipers. See? Here's Jesus. You guys get mad at me when I say stuff. Look at, read your Lord's words here.
Yeah.
Oh, generation of vipers. I bet that went over big. I got a wave of amens. Amen! Oh, how do you think he said it? Oh, generation of vipers. That was funny. I think not. I think he probably spit on somebody. Oh, generation, how can you even say that without raising your voice? Oh, generation of vipers. Oh, generation of vipers. How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Verse 35. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. Evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things. And those things are the fruit of what? Your words. But I say unto you, you should really try to get this verse out of your Bible if you can. Maybe get one of those new translations, you know, that just extract certain verses. This would be a good one to extract. Although within it, within the truth, lies your freedom. You know that?
Right.
The truth will set you free. Right. And so if I point my finger at this truth, it can set you free of something that's been holding you in bondage.
Yes.
And that's what this message is all about. Hello?
Hallelujah.
But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall what? Think?
Speak.
Does God put a premium on your words?
Oh, yes.
Every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. And idle means non-working. Like your car, when you put it in idle, it's not going forwards, it's not going back, it's non-working, non-productive.
Useless.
Nobody likes it when a pastor calls them useless. Or idle. They're not going anywhere. And I see it all the time. I see people that are useless and idle. And it's not on a personal level. It's their words. They aren't working. They aren't going forward into what God has for them. And this is the way. I'm showing you the way.
Yeah. Wow.
Man, I should have gave everybody some rotten fruit or something. They could have thrown it at me today. Now, brother, I'm helping you out here. You know, don't attack the messenger. Although people like to do it. But I say unto you, every idle word. How many? Your Bible can't say this. It's just, it's got to be a mistranslation. It says every. Every non-productive word that you speak, you're going to give account. On the day of judgment. Now, why would you give an account on the day of judgment? Listen, why would you give an account on the day of judgment? Because it didn't work here. You're going to stand judgment for the works that you did. Do you know this? We're going to stand judgment for the works that we did on this earth.
We are.
But it's our words on this earth that are either making us go forwards or go, are holding us back or keeping us idle. And so we're going to stand judgment then based on what we've done here. So our words here are what causes us to go forward or causes us to be held back. And that's what God spoke to me.
Wow.
I know people don't like it when I say God spoke to me. Well, tough, he did. I hear from God.
No,
people think, oh, you're crazy.
No.
I think you're crazy if you don't.
That's right.
Why would you want to come listen to me? You know, I really, if I had to make up these things, I wouldn't be very good. I didn't do well in hermeneutics class. I was looking at the tack on the ceiling. Ha! Oh, Jesus is Lord. I don't know if you knew that. Hallelujah. All right, so hey, look at this. Every idle word you shall that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof on the day of judgment. For by thy words thy shall be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. And that's where God spoke to me, held back. People are being held back by their words. They're not, and they think it's something else. They think it's the system.
Right.
They think it's the government. They think it's the employer. They think it's their parents and the way they were brought up. They think it's their relatives and their neighbors. But none of that's holding you back. None of it.
Oh.
None of it. None of it. None of it. What's holding you back according to what Jesus said? And what kind of words?
Idle.
Your idle words. Now, quick, go over here. We're almost there. You ready?
Yeah.
Matthew 5, a couple chapters back. Almost done here. Matthew chapter 5. I guess I think, you know, when I say I'm almost done here, people go, yeah, I can make it through. Just a little bit more. If he just pulls a few more strips of tape off, I'll be okay. I'll survive. All right, Matthew chapter 5, verse... Hello?
37. 37.
Shoo. But let your communication... What's your communication mean?
Words.
Your speech, your words. Let your communication be yay, yay, or nay, nay.
Yeah.
Nay to the devil,
yeah,
and yes to God.
Right.
Let your communication be what? Either yes or no. Because anything else whatsoever is more than these comes of evil. Were any of you here last week? What did we say the definition of evil was? Something apart from God. Something that's not of God is evil. Oh, so when your words veer from that which God said about you, and I talked about this last week, what is it? If you say, I can't, and the Bible says you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you, what is it?
Evil.
It's evil speech. It's an evil report. We can't go up and take the land, but God said you could. Evil report, kept him in the wilderness for 40 years. People are in the wilderness. They're going to die in the wilderness. And yes, they do what I'm telling you today, to do today. Isn't this a great message?
Hallelujah.
I think it's better than I think you think it is. Right? Is that right? I'm tired of people dying in the wilderness. I don't want you to die in the wilderness. You know, we all hear the stories. Wouldn't it be great if somebody came back from hell and was yelling at them? Don't go there. Why? I'm telling you not to go there. Don't go there. Don't go to hell. And don't die in the wilderness. The people are in idol. He said anything that's beyond yay, yay, and nay, nay was evil. And this is where people's problem is at. Is they'll say the word of God. They'll say it once. My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory. But then they'll say anything else other than that. And anything that comes that's besides the yay of that is either nay or evil. And it's both evil. It's either idle. It's either nay or idle. And it's why they're not getting anywhere. I would like to tell you a different way. But this is the way. When you make a decision, you find a promise of God, you refuse to let anything except yay, that promise, come out your mouth. Because anything else is idle and it's going to stop you. Hello? What's it going to do? You know, I know in the King James it says condemned, but it literally means to stop, to hold you back. You're being held back. Which makes sense if it's idle, right?
Right, right.
You will never see the healing until you refuse to say anything other than by his stripes I'm healed. I am healed. You will never see the prosperity flow that you're looking for. Yes, you. Until you continue to say only one thing. What is that? My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, and I refuse to say anything else. I don't care if I've even got natural things to talk about. Yeah, but what about this bill? Let's get in. We'll talk about the bill. Don't get it too close to me. I'll burn it. A lot of people don't want it this hard. They don't want it, but I'm trying to just tell you this is the way it is. And people that will receive it this way, they will be healed. They will be prospered. They shall be saved. Whosoever shall call and not waver.
Mm-hmm.
What did the Bible say about the man who wavers, the double-minded man? He's unstable. He's one way, then he's the next way. He's one way, he's the next way. He gets nowhere. You've heard of the saying, two steps forward, one step back?
Yep.
Am I right according to the word to call that evil?
Yes.
Isn't that evil?
Yes.
You go one step forward and one step back. It's evil. You're not getting anywhere. You're going to stand judgment for it. Mm-hmm. Oh, brother. This is good news.
Yes.
Brother, you aren't making it sound like the good news. Well, if I didn't, then that's my fault. But it's still the good news. Because God gave you a mouth.
Yep.
And he wouldn't tell you to do something that you can't do. That would be unjust.
That's right.
God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, what he said that. Now, for you to walk with him, you've got to agree with him. And what happens if you stop just agreeing with him? You're no longer walking with God. You've separated yourself. This message could really help somebody. I hope you're hearing it. Hallelujah. All the promises of God are yes and amen. 2 Corinthians 1:20. All the promises of God are what? Look over there. We'll end with this. Hopefully, maybe. Are you here? You'll still make lunch. What did I say? 2 Corinthians 1. Woo! Verse 20. For two of the promises of God in him are maybe and if it's my will. This is such good news. I mean, this is good news beyond good news. All the promises. Say
all.
The promises. All the promises of God are what?
Yes. Yay and yay.
He said, yay, let your yay be yay, right?
Yeah.
Maybe,
no.
What, is this really that bad of a message?
No.
Throw something at me.
No, good.
Let your yay be yay. Let what God said yay about be your yay. If you're going to walk with God, yay.
Yay.
If you're not going to walk with God, let it be nay. Oh, well. Glory be to God forever. But did you see that? Maybe, you know, I'm not getting it. Like, I thought that was the punchline. And I'm like, well, maybe I need a new joke. Maybe you want a different gospel. But as God is true, where was I? Oh, thank you. Woo! For all the promises of God in him. In who? In Christ Jesus. Are yay. And amen. So if you're in Jesus, one of the promises, by his stripes you were healed. Let that be yes to you.
Yeah.
Yay, that's me. Yeah. Yay. And I'm not going to say anything else. Because if I say anything else, it will be evil, and it will be unproductive, and it will hold me back. And I'm telling you, anyone else will hear, this is what's holding people back. Because they'll give me lip service, I'll call them on the phone, they'll say, yes, I know, the Bible says that, but you don't understand. You don't understand how I feel. And you don't understand what the doctor said. They want to tell me the nay. And I know behind my back they're saying nay. They probably say it as soon as I get off the phone. Nay! No, you name it and claim it, people. I'm preaching the Bible here. This is, right? This is the word of faith that we preach. We preach it. What is preaching but saying, proclaiming? This is the message. People are missing it because they're missing it in the saying part. And they're contaminating with their words. And they're going to stand judgment for them. And I'm like, stop it. What, do I have to be raised from the dead for people to listen to me? People wouldn't believe it anyway. That's what Jesus said about the guy who got raised from the dead. They wouldn't believe you anyway. They'd be like, wow, you didn't really die. You couldn't have. You look like death. But that's a different issue. I'm trying to tell you what your solution to your problem is. This could make you really happy or just irritate you. One or the other. Can make you really happy.
Really
Because you can leave here today with one thing in your mouth, a yay. A yay for any one of the promises of God. My God supplies all mine, all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ. Yeah, but what about? What about? What about what, you know, the creditors say? What about? What about? Yeah, what about? I'm not on their side. God's on my side. My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hey, and I got something else to tell you. My God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hey, guess what? My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ. Yeah, you sound like a crazy person. No, I'm called a blessed person. I'm called a healed person. I'm called a believer who's walking with God, who is the Word, and I'm having manifestation of his Word everywhere I go because I don't veer from it. I'm not like yay, yay, nay, nay. I'm yay all the time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yay.
Hallelujah.
I hope I helped you out today. You know, you can correct yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and I understand. The last thing you want to say when you think, you know, you aren't going to have enough money to do something that you need to do, the last thing you want to do is say, my God supplies all my needs. But that's what you need to do. That's when you need to do it. Because you're not walking with your circumstances. You're walking with God who is above the circumstances. And you're walking with God who is the Word. And you're calling those things that be not as though they were. And you're calling on the Word of the Lord and you shall be saved. But if you don't call, you don't get it. Or if you call and then you veer from it and you're like, yay, nay, yay, nay. I'm going to go vote for both candidates. I'm Republican and Democrat. I'm yay, nay. What party are you? Yay, nay. I'm for it and against it. You're worthless.
Yeah.
They're the worthless party. Pick God's side. Choose life. Choose life. Hallelujah. And keep your choice on it. Never veer from it. Never veer from it. And how do you veer from it? With your words. Because we're walking with God. He is the Word. And you walk with God by your words. Hello? And I'll just preach the same sermon next week. Hallelujah. It's just one of those things, you know, Dr. Hagin, he always said this, you know, you got to preach three times. You got to preach three times as much on the saying it part as you do on the believing part. And why is it? Because that you're with your mouth all day. Did you know that? You are with your mouth all day long. It's like, really? I'll write that one down. My mouth with me. It's true. I'm not with your mouth. You're with your mouth. And you have what you say. Right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You look like you had a sickness on your body. Say, no, I got a healing on my body. You know, people think you're crazy. What do you care? You don't need to talk to them that much anyway. Go back in your room. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. You know, the devil can't stand it. He had to get Jesus off the Word, and it's the same way he's got to get you off the Word. And if you can, guess what you get? Nothing. He knows that. Well, I know it too.
No. That's right.
I'm just telling you. How many would you like to see God manifest in your life?
Yes.
How many would like to see God manifest financially in your life?
Yes.
How many would like to see God manifest in physical healing in your life? Well, he is the Word. And you're going to have to agree with him. And it can't be yay, yay, nay, nay. But if you can see it this way, and it's taken a while. It takes a while to get people to see it this way. That when I'm walking with God, I am walking by my speech. I'm agreeing with him. And when I say, by Jesus' stripes I'm healed, I'm calling for that. And I shall be saved. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that your word is truth. I thank you that people have heard your word today, not only here, but even on the internet, out on the airwaves. Let these things be sealed find pleasure in the preaching of your word and in the fruit that comes thereof. I bind in Jesus' name any religious thoughts or devils that would try to extract that word of the Lord that came to people today. They shall be saved. They shall follow this through. And Satan, you can't have them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. Let's just repeat this after me. You know, you get saved by doing what? Calling, right. Confessing, calling on the name of the Lord, you get saved. Right? But that's the first time it might be a born-again experience. When you called on the name of the Lord, you got saved. But a lot of people leave that verse right there and they don't call anymore. When the word salvation is all-inclusive. You might need salvation in your monetary life. Hello? You might need salvation in your family life. You might need salvation in all these areas of a life. Well, how are you going to get it? You're going to call on the name and the word of the Lord. And you shall be. Say shall be.
Shall be.
It's not an if. It's a shall be if you do it. So, when I have you call on the name of the Lord, I'm not really trying to get you. Most of you are probably saved in here, right? As far as when you die, you're born again, you're going to go to heaven when you die. Right? That's the beginning. That's the first time. That's the first call you make. But don't hang up the phone. Keep calling. And so if you've been away from God and you haven't been living right, what do? You return by calling again. You call on the name of the Lord and you're saved.
Yes.
And then if you've got physical problems in your body, you're going to call on the name of the Lord and you're going to be healed. You're going to be saved. Does this make sense?
Yes.
So it's not, I've been in churches where, you know, they give the salvation altar call every week, and I'm not against that, and I'm for it, I guess. But I'm more for people every week leaving right with God. Every week calling, claiming. I did it this morning. What do you think of that? You think I was trying to get saved again? As in die and go to heaven? When I got up in the morning, I said, Jesus, I make you Lord of my life. Jesus, I make you Lord of my mind. Jesus, I make you Lord of my mind. Jesus, you're Lord of my mind. Jesus, I make you Lord of my body. You're Lord of my body. Sickness can't stay in my body. Jesus is Lord of my body.
Yes.
I'm calling on the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Jesus, you're Lord of my finances. Wow. You're Lord of my checking accounts. You're Lord of my businesses. You're Lord of the ministry.
Yes.
What am I doing? Calling. Am I trying to get saved and go to heaven?
No.
Right? How many of you want Jesus Lord over your business?
Yes.
What if Jesus is Lord over your business? What's going to happen?
Hallelujah.
Prosper.
Woo.
Are you right? Right?
Yes.
Jesus, Lord over your physical body. What?
Yes.
Healed and blessed. Right? Ha, 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 ha. All right. So let's just confess together. And that's really why I'm explaining this to you, because I feel that this is a way. This is the scriptural way for somebody to get saved. And it's also the way I got saved. Guess what I did when I got saved? I said, Jesus, help me. Mm-hmm. It's not, the best salvation prayer, but it worked.
It worked.
Yeah. I called on the name of the Lord, and I got saved. And so if we can teach people, say teach. Teach people to call, they shall be saved.
Hallelujah.
And salvation is good. It's better than the other stuff. Hallelujah. Everybody raise your hand up and say this. Jesus,
I make you Lord
of my life.
I make you Lord of my
past. I make you Lord of my present.
I make you Lord of my
future.
Jesus,
I make you Lord of my mind.
You are Lord over my mind.
Jesus,
I make you
Lord over my physical body.
You are my healer.
Jesus,
I make you Lord over my finances.
You are more than enough.
You provide for all my needs.
You are my Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Glory be to God forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So who's Lord over your
finances?
Jesus.
Who's Lord over your physical body?
Jesus.
Brother, you really think that works? Isn't that like magic or something? It's scripture. This is how it works. This is how God set it up. Whosoever shall call shall be. You called? You is. Bad English, but the way it is. Who's Lord over your business?
Jesus.
Say this,
Jesus,
I make you
Lord,
Lord over my business. What shall happen to your business?
Hallelujah.
It shall prosper.
Yeah.
Jesus, Lord over your finances, what's going to happen to it?
Prosper.
Hallelujah. Well, we'll take up the offering. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless these people with their tithes and offerings. You know, we've already prayed. We've already believed. I thank you for the prosperity of the people here. I thank you for the blessing that is on them and coming on them even stronger today. They are blessed, wealthy, prosperous, healthy, happy people. That blessing rest on them right now and multiply their offerings and their tithes back to them. Keep them from the evil one. Ha ha, and show them the great things that you have provided and prepared. In Jesus' name, amen.